गतसंगस्य मुक्तस्य ज्ञानावस्थित चेतसः यज्ञायाचरतः कर्म समग्रं प्रविलीयते। भगवद्गीता 4.23। गतसंगस्य मुक्तस्य, गतसंगस्य मुक्तस्य इज लिबरेटेड। गतसंगस्य, संग इज असोसिएशन, association or attachment to the modes of material nature. Gata sangasya means one is freed from material contact, one is liberated. Jnana avasthita chetasaha, one is situated in knowledge. Jnana avasthita, so one is situated in knowledge. Chetasaha, the consciousness is situated in knowledge. Yajnaya acharataha karma, karma, action is performed for the purpose of yajna. Yajnaya acharataha. And when this is done, samagram, completely, praviliyate, praviliyate is merges. So what merges? It is not, there is no karta over here, it is karma. It is the work that merges into transcendence. That means the work becomes spiritualized. And this principle will be further elaborated in the next verse using the terminology of Brahma 6 times. But let's focus on this verse once again. This is a section on Karma Yoga. Krishna is repeating to Arjuna how you can stay free from bondage even when you are doing work. And how that can happen is being analytically explained by Krishna. So he now tells the inner consciousness of the person that ensures the liberation, or then ensures the non the person's freedom from bondage. Gata sangasya muktasya. Now in this world, we are all in contact with material nature, and we are implicated, bound by material nature. So Krishna will say in 13.22, a verse which is often called as the Bija Vakya of the last 6 chapters. Purusha prakatistho hi bhunte prakati chan gunan karanam guna sangosya sadasabhyoni janmasu. So purusha prakatistho hi, so there the purusha becomes situated in prakati. Bhunte prakati chan gunan, bhunte because of the desire to enjoy the products of the 3 modes of material nature. Karanam guna sangosya, and because of the sangha, because of the association, because of the contamination caused by that association of the 3 modes. So the sadyoni janmasu, the bondage or the repeated birth in various species happens. So Krishna is saying over here, if you don't have the desire to enjoy the fruits, as it was said that tattva karma phala sangam. So then what was mentioned earlier is being repeated, gata sangasya. If you don't have that desire to enjoy the fruits, then you will be muktasya. You will not be bound. Jnana vastita chetasaha. Now how can one stay detached or on the liberated platform? By knowledge. So by knowing that I am a spiritual being, although I may be situated at the material level, I mean in the material body, in the material world, but still with knowledge I understand that I am different from the body, that I am the soul. And with this understanding that I am the soul, then one moves onwards and acts. So now this knowledge is not just theoretical, that okay, jnana avasthita chetasa, just have knowledge, be situated in knowledge. No, the situation has to be translated into action. So here situation is more in terms of one's conception. So one is situated in knowledge, and then that situation is translated into action as action for the sake of sacrifice. Yajnaya acharataha karma. So one works for the purpose of yajna. Yajnaya acharataha. So, working for the purpose of yajna, sacrifice. Now, it's interesting that Krishna has earlier introduced the concept of yajna in the 3rd chapter, 3.9. And thereafter, he has talked about so how one should work in a for yagya. Yagya arthat karmano anyatra loko yam karma bandhana tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachara. So work for yagya, then you will stay free from bondage. So now yagya acharata agyaya acharata karma. So now this, at one level this verse could be said to mean that perform yagya. But Krishna's statement over here is much more inclusive. It is not just that do the work, karma of yagya, do the work of performing sacrifice. Rather, it is do whatever, do your karma in the mood of sacrifice. So there is the act of sacrifice where one sits in front of a yagya kunda and lights the fire, which is important. And normally that is done by brahmanas. And if kshatriyas want to do it, then they, brahmana priests do that on behalf of the kshatriyas. But the principle of sacrifice is not limited to the specific act of fire sacrifice done in a particular location. The principle of sacrifice is meant to pervade our whole life. So all the activities that one does, yajnaya acharata karma, do those in the mood of sacrifice. Now at this stage in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has not stated to whom he is to sacrifice, or rather, who is the object of sacrifice. That will be revealed later in the Bhagavad Gita to be Krishna himself. But here, still, the principle of sacrifice means now sacrifice. Actually, it comes from the same root also, which means sacralize, to make sacred. Now, sacred is that which is holy. So, sacralize means to make sacred. And how can something be made sacred? By being used for a sacred purpose. So, there are rituals which are used to sanctify and they are called sacraments. So, in that sense, the word sacred has various other forms: sacred, sacrament, sacrifice. So we also have the word desecrate, that means something which is holy, which is defiled, then it is desecrated. Now when the mood of sacrifice pervades one's activities, then what happens? Samagram praviliyate, the work becomes completely, pravilyate, it merges into transcendence. That means the work is no longer considered material. It is material work that produces material reactions. But when the work itself is spiritual, then it will not produce any material reactions. It will produce a spiritual reaction in terms of helping one, in terms of purifying the person, the performer of sacrifice, and pushing the consciousness towards further realization. This point will be again, Krishna will talk about it at the towards the end of the section on sacrifice. Now the section of sacrifice begins from this verse. A general principle we'll talk about in 24th and 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th. Krishna gives various examples of sacrifices. And then once again, 30 to 33, he gives principles that are conveyed or that are to be understood, that are operational in the performance of sacrifices. So by giving, by using the terminology and the imagery of yajna, Krishna is raising Arjuna's consciousness, by which Arjuna, who is habituated to seeing, who are Arjuna or like him, people in material consciousness who are used to seeing their worldly activities as material and therefore karmically entangling, Arjuna, Krishna is helping them see that activity as spiritual by emphasizing that it is a mood of sacrifice that can transform that which is binding into that which is not at all binding, but to the contrary, that which is liberating. So how this transformation can occur, that will be described in the next verse. Thank you.